Blue Moon, there's another one of those happening. Rose, welcome this morning.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Oh, we love having you, Rose, and hearing about, so thank you for joining us, but hearing about Blue Moon, it makes me immediately think of once in a blue moon. What's the story with the blue moon?
Yes, so we do have a couple of blue moons, you know, a year. It's not unusual. What we're having this time, though, is a thing called a seasonal blue moon. It's not a monthly blue moon. A monthly blue moon is when you have two full moons in the one calendar month, so it's sort of like a human construct. But a seasonal blue moon is when you have an extra full moon in a season. So we've gone from the seasons go differently, not by the month. So we've had the winter solstice to the spring equinox, which is 3 months, but four full moons in that time.
Okay.
And the significance of this one particular one is about its relationship focused and apparently, you know, your dreams becoming more clear.
Well, what's happening is we've got the moon in Aquarius and they're very sort of, they dance in the mental realms, that, you know, they think a lot. And then we've got Leo, the sun in Leo, and so that's all sort of very bright and active and bold and doing things. But they're in opposition, so there's going to be some transformation going on for people.
Okay, and is this mainly people who are in the star sign of Aquarius and Leo?
Yes, that's right, because okay. The moon's in Leo and the sun is... the moon's in Aquarius and the sun's in Leo. So these two signs are going to be very strongly affected, but we'll all be affected in some way.
So what should we do? I mean, how do we kind of get in touch with this phenomenon, this moon happening? What should we be doing? Meditating more or looking at the moon?
I think so. Yeah, because what's going to happen is different star signs are going to have different things coming up, but everybody's going to have like a bit of an emotional transformation. So anything that's been pushed down in your subconscious because, you know,
great.
You haven't wanted to deal with it, maybe feel anxious, for
that's
example.
That's my life, Rose.
Yeah, I was going to say, geez, that's what we all need. I've been super over-emotional over the last couple of weeks. Ridiculous.
Yeah, we need to look at it. You know, and look back in our childhood. Ask yourself, when did I first feel like that? How old was I the first time I felt that way? Because often it's not what's happening now. What's happening now is actually a trigger for something that happened originally a long time ago.
Yeah, see, I've had people say to me, Rose, oh, how can you blame your childhood? That's just, you know, one of those easy excuses. But there is a valid point to that, isn't there?
Absolutely. It sets the template, especially up to age 7. So if you had your, you know, father or your mother run out and become absent before age 7, it's very difficult because that template's sort of formed. But you can still work with it and become stronger. And so we, as adults, we choose how we respond. So we take responsibility, hopefully. And we don't act on all of that angst or all of that happened when we were a childhood, when we were a child. But, you know, we have to step up and take responsibility to do that.
Okay. So when Bilko's at school, when Brother Mazzarini, he just told this story a little minute ago, said to him, "You're the biggest, fattest liar I've ever met," Bilko can move forward from that, can he, and change?
He can. He has to change his idea. You have to change your idea, Bilko, about how you feel about yourself. I mean, that wasn't a fair thing to say. Mm. And somehow that sort of landed in your subconscious and you've taken it on board as being 100% true. And so you have to go back and change that belief system that you have.
And have to stop telling fibs.
Not easy to do at 53, Rose.
Come on, please.
Anyway.
Well, I said 100% true.
Hey, yeah, look, we want to get the listeners on to do some readings. 1-300-891-929. You're happy to do that, Rose, for people?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Can I ask you, this is my personal question, where we are COVID-wise, do you see anything, any light at the end of the tunnel anywhere?
Well, actually, it was funny. Before you said light at the end of the tunnel, I could see a light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, right.
You're a psychic, Bilko.
I'm a psychic, yes. Mm.
Yeah, absolutely right. I saw a flash of light like I was in a dark place. At the moment, sort of grey. It was darker and it's grey at the moment and then there's a light coming up. Look, next year will be better. I think from about mid-next year, there's a definite improvement. So I think the whole COVID thing, as traumatic as it's been for lots of people, and we've lost two family members in my family.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it's true and it's real. And, you know, social media drives me nuts when I see people saying it's not real. It is real. And families are losing people. And then we've got the added burden on the health system with the long COVID cases to consider as well. So, but astrologically, things are improving next year. So, you know, it's not going to be like it was, but it's going to be a new normal. And I think the whole thing's happening to get society to really look at its priorities.
And so, and know what's important in life.
I reckon it's
the
earth fighting back.
Simple things.
I see the planet as a living organism, and it's just fighting back to overpopulation and trying to get some sort of balance. I mean, if you look at it that way.
Yes, absolutely, because, you know, we don't have a good track record for really looking after the earth, and, I mean, that's just crazy. I mean, you know, I don't even understand it.
Rose is with us, and I think that, is that Liv on with Rose?
It is. Hello.
Hello, Liv. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, good. Now, the first thing I see is the house. I see something like construction of a house. So it could be mean a couple of things here. It could be renovations or building a house, and it could be your physical body that very soon you're going to go on some sort of program to improve your health.
Okay.
Not what you expected.
No.
Liv needs a health retreat.
Maybe a new house for a new partner.
What I actually see is like a door opening up to this house, and it's like a new house. That's all I can put it down to. And it's like maybe relocate, so you move into a new house. And I'd say this is about 12 months.
Okay.
I can feel it's not here right now, but I've seen it twice. It's flashed twice in my mind, so I feel confident about that. And so, yeah, moving into a new house.
Money bags live.
Yeah.
any other questions, Liv, you want to ask Rose before we move on?
No, not really. Thank
All
you
right.
so much,
Rose.
Okay, thanks a lot.
There you go. So she's going to get a house. I'm loving that. Is this James? We've got James here?
Yeah.
All right, James, you're on with Rose.
Yeah, hi, James.
Hey, Rose.
How you going there?
Good.
Okay, now, James, I've got a flash of blue. It's sort of like a greeny blue, but it's a bit of a darker colour. But this is something to do with your thinking. There's some sort of growth or expansion in your worldview. So I feel like you're going to grow your life in some way. Maybe you're looking at study or research or something, looking into something different to expand your life.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty positive because of the green there is the growth, but it's in your mind. So, yeah, can you relate to that?
Yes. Yep.
He's not being more forthcoming, is he? What do you mean? There's a new job in the wings, James, or what?
Possibly expansion.
Okay, he's keeping very mum. That's okay. We don't want to
pry. That's all right. I can see the colour. I would call it a teal blue is the colour. This is the third time I've seen it. It's flashed. So, yeah, again, I feel quite confident. Listen, also you need to get a bit of excitement into your life because I can see some grey there and grey can be a bit boring or dull. Sorry.
Okay. That's all.
Yeah, so leisure and pleasure and excitement, you need it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
And maybe a new teal logo for your expansion.
Good one, James. Thank you so much. We've got Kath here connecting with Rose Smith from Absolute Soul Secrets. Go ahead, Kath. You're connected.
Hi, Kath. Hi, Kath.
Oh.
Kath.
She's gone.
Oh, no.
Oh, she was connected.
Is she
there? No, she's disappeared. I wonder if I can get her.
Oh, no.
I wonder if I can get her back. I would like to try.
Could you feel anything from Kath?
Oh, I was wondering if it was Kath with a K or with a C.
Well, hang on. She's come back here. Let's see if I can grab hold
of
her.
Kath, come in to the room.
Zink, is that you, Kath?
No, sorry. Tina.
Oh, Tina.
Oh, Tina.
All right. Let's see. Look. Tina's come through now, Rose. You want to connect with her?
Yeah, hi, Tina.
Hello, how are you?
Good. How are you going there?
Not too bad.
Okay, so are you actually in a rural type area like where you are? You're not right in the city?
Oh, well, I don't call Gympie a city, but...
You're in Gympie. Okay, because yes. I just had a lot of hills and very, like, green. Yeah. Good, yeah. So hills can sometimes, now that is probably literal what I'm saying, but it also has a symbolic interpretation. So hills can make life very interesting, but sometimes there's challenges as well. But look, whatever challenges you've been through, they're getting smaller. As the time goes on, as you go through your life, what's going to happen now, as you mature, the challenges will get smaller and smaller. So it'll just become in the end that you're just having a lovely, leisurely walk and it won't be too stressful.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Maybe Tina needs to get away for some sort of health retreat. Is that right, Tina?
Yes, definitely.
All right. Thank you so much. We've cleared a few people there, and that's all we've had time for, unfortunately, this morning, Rose. Just a couple of people. Thank you so much for joining us, Rose. I know it's always short but sweet, but we'll get you on in about a month's time and we'll talk more about what's happening astrologically. Do you want to leave us with anything positive this morning?
Yeah, I would just say be optimistic, be hopeful, and if you're in a lockdown area, which you guys aren't at the moment, but, do the right thing.
Yeah, just try and spread the love. You think we all need to just... be kinder to each other at the moment, particularly.
Absolutely, yeah. I know people are really stressed to the max with everything that's going on, and this has been going on for so long now. It's over 18 months, but
exhausting.
Look, next year, things improve next year.
Fantastic.
I look forward to that.
All right. Rose Smith from Absolute Soul Secrets, thank you so much for joining us. Always a pleasure.